part of the,
It wasn't part of the spiel. That was in Mr. Gemelli's 10th grade AP US history.
Well, it was very...
What happened was, you only put my backpack outside, and when I went to go get it, you shut the window on my foot.
Is it on now? Let me shut it off till we get going. Let's see, Pasuk Zayin. Vayinaga Hashem es paroi negoyim gedoylim. And Hashem hit paroi with negoyim gedoylim. Ves beisoy. And his whole household. Aldvar Sarai Eishes Avram. Because of Sarai, the wife of Avram. Now, anybody have any questions on this Pasuk? Any question about this Pasuk, gentlemen? What?
Why was it his household too?
Why does it his household? Why not?
Why inflict them if only Paro's doing it?
Ah, okay. So first of all, why were they inflicted? Good question.
Because they brought sorrow.
Okay, hold on. Let's get the questions first. Number one, why were they inflicted? Okay, what else can you ask?
Why does it say Nigoyim?
What?
Why does it say Nigoyim? That's
what should it say?
Punish.
I mean, it says Makos later on in Shema, so why doesn't it say like Makos here?
Why does it need to stress that Sarai was Aish's Avraham? We know that already.
Huh?
Why do we need to say Aish's
Okay, good. Why do we need to know? What is supposed to tell us Aish's Avraham? Everybody knows that Sarai was the wife of Avraham at this point.
Yeah. And also, why does it say that why that's based on? Why would his family do this?
Okay, that was a question just asked. Yes, what else? Also, Binyamin's question, what does it mean, Al-Dvar Sarai Ishtai? Because of the word, what does it mean, because of Dvar Sarai? What is Dvar Al-Sarai? What is Al-Dvar Sarai? Okay, another question.
Why does it say that?
There's something, the way the pasuk is structured is very strange.
Does like Hashem hit them and then says Paro is like it with great things and then his household?
What should it say?
Isn't that the order that you wouldn't want it in? I mean, because it's first Hashem is punishing him and then it's.
So why does it say, "Vayinaga Hashem es Paro ves Beisai negayim gedolim"? That's why you write it, right?
Because Paro got punished more than his household.
Oh, let's see, "Vayinaga Hashem es Paro negayim gedolim ves Beisai." But you say ves Beisai first. Why you wait?
I was trying to catch that lighter, like Yaakov Merkin something.
Says Rashi, "Vayinaga Hashem." Vayinaga Hashem b'makas rason lokosh tashmis koshelay. It was a makah that made tashmis very difficult, and that's why Paray was not successful while you lived.
I'm speaking from
what?
Speaking from
okay, understand from now on that is not excusable. You got to be here on time. I don't care who you speak to, Remens or Rabbi Leifer. You got to be here on time. I don't tell the Rabbi Leifer as well. Vayinaga Hashem b'makas rason lokosh tashmis koshelay. He was hit with a makah that didn't allow him to have tashmish. Ves beisoy. Ves beisoy doesn't mean and his house, but means also on his house. I just told the other two, you can't be happy to be on time. You didn't speak to Rabbi Leifer. It's not excusable. I don't care. All right, be on time. Va'al anesh beisoy. Al dvar sarai, says Rashi. Alpi Dibura. Where are you going now? That's precisely why you can't be late, alright? Al Var Sarai Alpi Dibura. Alpi Dibura means based on her words. Imeris Lamalach Hach Vuhumaka. The reason why it says Dvar Sarai, so Rashi tells a very interesting pshat, obviously based on the Medrash, that Medrash Tanchuma, that what? That it means literally the words of Sarah. So it told the Malach, hit this guy, and the Malach would hit. Alright? That's what the Rashi says. Okay, now let's try to make sense of the Pasuk. So again, Vayinaga Hashem, Rashi tells us, it wasn't Stam Makkah, it was a Makkah to prevent the Tashmish. And Ves Beisai means, obviously, that the household was also punished. Al Dvar Sarai, because of the words of Sarai. Okay, so let's see now. Did that come from there?
Yeah.
So let's see what the Ramban has to offer.
Hit the clear one. Throw it out.
Okay. Says the Ramban. Vayiru, okay. Al Dvar Sarai Eishes Avram. Zok the Ramban. Ki ba'avur hachama she'osa l'saroi gam la'avraham. U'b'schus shneihem bo'u al-nagoyim ha'gdemdem. What is the Ramban addressing in Pasuk Yud Zayin? What is the Ramban addressing? Anybody know?
That because that also it wasn't just the bezchus avim that the plague happened. It was also bezchus sar. Because in both the bezchus and then the great plague happened.
It says al dvar sorry eishes avram that the goyim gedolim that would visit upon Parai would dafka because the avli he did to both. It was an avl to sar as well as avram. Okay, that's how the Ramban explains why it says dvar sorry eishes avram simply to tell us why the punishment was so extreme was because he did an avil to two people. Okay. Don't let it happen again. Alvar Sarayashis. Pirish says the Arachayim. Ki bishas hanega hoidiya ki Sarayashis Avram. Arachayim has a little interesting shot. Everyone looked at one line of Arachayim. Please tell me what you think he's saying. What's Aruch Haim saying? Anybody?
At the time of the plague, the star was still in his Avram.
What?
At the time the plague happened, the star was still in his Avram?
No, she was still.
She what?
He found out.
Yeah, it was evident to him. In those, through the plague, it became evident in the fact she was, sorry, was Aish's Avram. Alright?
How would he figure that out, though, just from a...
Because he figured in context that he's being punished. It must be for a reason. Must be that. Okay? Now, if you look at Sephardim, maybe that'll help you a little bit as well for this question. The Sephardim has a very interesting pshat. Look at Pasuk Yizayin, the Sephardim. Vinaga Hashem is Paroi. And I need you to see both the first one on the Zayin and the second. That's basically both. Look at the Sephardim to yourselves. Take 1 minute. Try to figure out what the Sephardim is saying, please. Hold on. Everyone see the Sephardim? Mm-hmm. Everyone making sense of the Sephardim?
A little bit.
Yes, no? Hello? Mm-hmm. Making sense?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes, no?
Yeah. Yeah. Carl had like just bigger than a gun.
Alright, what tell us, Mayor?
So the first one is saying that when it says Nigong Gedolim, it's just power.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right, good.
And the second one is saying that's based so they also got hit because it wasn't Gedolim.
Yeah. Now, how do you know that? How did the Sephardim know that?
Because that says that's power. Don't
good. Yeah. Because he's bothered by the order of the Pesukim that we just pointed out. Vinaga Hashem is power and Negayim Gedolim. Stop. So therefore, the Sephardim says, the Pesukim is telling us that power got Negayim Gedolim. There's Besoy they got, but the reason why it splits up Besoy and power because they didn't get Negayim Gedolim. Your question is, why not? Keep going.
Yeah,
Nasa Negayim Gam Besoy, I'm a leg done Kashel Parai, go on, Vizeh.
Yeah, Vizeh Lamayim Ne'ir Shem Tzadekes Vado.
Nim Letes. Zel man Yerusha Dekes Levadim Letes, Vekirusha Hakal Hoya Bavura, Laman Yeshubu Nurisham. Okay, so it's funny to realize it's spelled out as much as I thought he spelled it out. Look, the fact that Paro got Negayim Gedolim and they got less, but they got, what does that indicate?
They also did something
but not as bad, right? Now, could one dismiss the Negayim as simply some biological thing that took place?
Not if they all got
why
it.
Why not?
They all got it.
No, maybe they all got it.
Because Paro got it worse.
Because Paro got it worse. The fact that Paro got it worse and they got it less, which indicates Hashkacha Pratz is over here, right? So notice the way the punishment was meted out was an indicator to everybody this was done for a reason. This is not happenstance, it's not random. Hashem is doing it. Must be what? Because somebody did something to Sarah. And therefore, if everyone got but Sarah and Paro got it worse, that points to the fact they did something wrong with Sarah. So look inside. Vizel Leman. Okay, so He doesn't spell it out clearly. That's what he means. Vizeh, meaning this. Meaning this that they got, but not as much as Paro. Leman Yiru, Stekas Levad, Belimtelis. They say the only Sar escaped from this plague. And they got it, but they got it less. Ve'akiru, Shahak Olay Bavuru. They'll all recognize that everything was done because of her. Meaning, as opposed to L'chay random. Leman Yeshuva Merisham, so they should do Tshuva Merisham. So Rabbi say the purpose was to do Tshuva. And therefore, the punishment fit the crime, and therefore was done in stages or levels of intensity. And so, this is, again, even as far as not spelling it out quite this way, but that's what it means. It was done in stages to indicate this is not random. It's not random means there's a reason. There's a reason. What's the reason? The reason is because of Sarah, because Sarah was the only one who didn't get it. And that's it was done for them to do tshuva, which is a very important thing, by the way, in general. That, understand again, as far as takes it as like a matter of fact, this is not punishment. Hashem doesn't punish for the sake of punishment. Every punishment is instructive, not destructive. It's constructive, instructive, but not destructive. I think what's pointed out, the word punishment in Hebrew is onesh. And onesh is actually a combination, or could be a combination, of two words. Ayin, nosh. Ayin means I or see, and nosh means to fall. Onesh means, look, see, you have fallen. You've done something wrong, and therefore I have to do something to rehabilitate you. Onesh, the purpose of onesh is really to be constructive, right? Nosh from Lashon Noshal HaBarzel, by you have by the Ari Miklag, when the iron falls off the axe, right? So ayin nosh, see that you have fallen. The purpose of an onesh is to point something out. It's not Hashem being vengeful for the sake of being vengeful, to get revenge, to get a sweet revenge. But there's a constructive purpose. And here, says Pharaoh, Leman Yeshuvim Risham. He's given them an opportunity to do tshuva through this punishment. Okay? The Chayra, that's shot according to the Sfarno. Along comes the Kliyakar. And in the Kliyakar, as you know, and I want you to get familiar with this, and one of my goals for the year is aside from getting you to get up to speed in terms of reading, but also to sometimes know, if you have a kasha, where to look for an answer. What does Rashi normally address? What does Ramban address? What might Sefarno address? What might the Rashbam address? Might the Kliyakar address? In general, by the way, the Rashbam, more than Rashi's Pasuk Pshat, the Rashbam is even more Pasuk Pshat than Rashi. Rashbam is, let's use the word literal, more than Pshat. He's quite literal. I'm trying to give you an example. In Parshas Vayishlach, where it says that Yaakov struggles with an ish, right? And even Rashi says he's a malach. You know the Rashbam learns? No, it was a man. As a person, right? The Rishbam will always stick to the literal pshat, even sometimes more than Rashi. Rashi will stick to the pshat unless something is bothering him, then it'll go to something else. The Rishbam is even more literal. The Kliyakar, for more often than that, is drushi, more of a drush. The Sfarno is kind of the machshava of the Rishbam, but with a practical bent. The more practical bent you'll see in the Sfarno, the more easier to see that. All right, so over time, and Aruch Chaim will give you maybe sometimes a very practical. Aruch Chaim is very interesting. Aruch Chaim has two approaches. He's very, very pragmatic, like in the dictic of the words. Like he'll explain why it says the word lamor here, right? On the other hand, he may also give you something that's almost very Kabbalistic in nature, and he'll quote Zoyars. So he's very much like the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Be'er Chaim also very much can give you a very practical pshat, and it could be Zoyardic. And Aruch Chaim does that as well. The Kliyakar is usually very drushy, and I don't mean in a bad way, but a very nice drush. The Sfarno is like a Rishon look, but with more practical. And the Rishbam is very, very literal. And we all know the Ibn Ezra is pure dictum. Usually the Ibn Ezra is really a dictic oriented. Okay, so let's see the Kliyakar over here. Alvar Sarai Eishes Avru. Everyone see the Kliyakar? Mr. Kusha, start reading.
Okay.
How many Kushas are in this room? A little louder. Whoa, let's say, Chas v'Shalom, you're in a movie theater, and there was a fire, and you have to yell fire. How would you say it?
Fire.
No, how would you say it? Let me hear.
Yeah, fire.
No, what would you say?
Fire.
Fire! Right?
Fire.
Fire.
Right? I want you to learn with fire.
Okay.
Let's go. V'chi adayin lo yadanu. Read it. Read like a dead man.
Sarai, Eishes Avram.
Stop, what does that mean? That Adayin is fine or something? No. You mix it up with the word, Yiddish word, edel. No. V'chi Adayin. What does Adayin mean?
Still.
Still. V'chi Adayin.
As of yet.
As of yet. Good. Nice. V'chi as of yet. Lo yadanu. Do we not know? Shesarai ages Avram. What does that mean?
That Sarah is the wife of Avram.
So what's he asking?
That we already know this.
Therefore what?
Therefore, why are you telling us?
Why is the Pasuk saying, sorry, H. Abram, duh? Even Moshe Dorfman knows.
Especially.
Pick up your head.
Really?
Pick up your head. That sorry is H. Abram before this. V'od?
V'od ma
pashu. Ma pishoy shel paroi.
Shel paro
hari. Sabra shi achoy. What was the great pesha? What was the tremendous sin? Of Paroi, he was told she's his sister. What do you want from the guy? Avram himself said she's my sister. Go on. Ha! Vumaka? Right? And that which Rashi brings on the Medrash, that reason why it says Dvar Sarai, because Dvar means literally the words. That was the words of Sarai when she said Hach, which means what? Hit. The Malach hit. He said, I don't see that in the Pasuk anywhere. I don't see that in the Pasuk. All right? Al Kain Nira Lefarish. Mr. Dorf, might read for us.
Okay.
By the way, I like that shirt. Go on.
Maybe I do too.
Yeah.
Okay, from
glow where? In the dark. Yes.
From?
From where we got left off, obviously.
Of course.
Al Kain Nira. Oh, see, your shirt is distracting you from even looking at the Kliyaka?
Keep on looking down at it.
Al-Kain,
yeah. That's in the...
Do me a favor, again, anybody sees Mr. Kurtz, please tell him about this door. Al-Kain Nira, Lefarish.
That's in the Or HaChaim, right?
Great. Okay, let's get somebody else over here. Let's get Mr. Mekin.
Yes.
Read.
I don't mean to do this, but from where?
Oh my God.
Pretty much door from left door, obviously.
I was looking at something that R5.
Okay. Alright, the plot thickens. Delman.
Oh, wait, I found it.
We're looking at the
but, you know, I think I'll pass it on, so.
No, read.
But I'll came here.
Void?
No.
Okay,
oh, hold on. The American son is a little bit slow. The Kliyukar.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Al Kain Nira Lefarish, read.
Afal Pi Sha.
Okay, Al Kain Nira Lefarish.
What? No.
Oh my God. Little. Rabbi, I'll let him do it, Rabbi. I'll let him do it.
You know what?
I'm asking.
You're the three stooges with just two people. It's amazing. You make up the three of them. It's amazing. Al Kain Nira Lefarish, read, Dorfman.
Al Kain Nira Lefarish. Afal Pi Sha. She b'fnei ha hamon amra sara achos soani.
Does that mean
that even though he said in front of, you know, like
who's he?
Was it Avram that said in front of the whole nation?
Okay, I see the word amra sara. So what do you get Avram over here?
Where's he said that Sarah
achos soani.
Afal pi she b'fnei hamon amra
sara said that she was his sister.
Who'd you say it to?
To Paro.
Well,
like to the Am, but like everybody was.
B'fnei Hamoinam. Hamoinam is in front of the masses. Even though in front of everybody else, she would tell everybody that Avram is my brother, I'm his sister. Mikol Makom,
Laparo, he gida ha emes shehi ha ishes Avram.
But the Paro herself, the Kliyak learns, she told the truth. She said, listen, everybody else said I'm a sister because he wanted to be protected. But the Paro himself, she disclosed the fact that she was in fact his wife. Continuing, Mr. Lyman, what do you do for us? B'chashva. What does b'chashva mean? In her thinking, because she thought Shemelech. Lo yasa avol. What does that mean? The king himself, who's Yoshev al Kisei Din, the king who's he's supposed to represent Din for his country. Can you imagine he would do such a twisted, corrupted thing? Of course. if she disclosed to him. Bishlam with the masses, you know, the chayis, royis. But the melech has some dignity. He's like, he represents justice for his country. Surely he would not do something so despicable, a despicable play of a corruption of justice. Uparoi? Keep reading. Lo yashgiach bo. What does that mean? And Paro lo yashgiach, what does that mean?
Didn't
he didn't pay attention to that. Like mashgiach, right? To watch over. Lo yashgiach, he did not pay attention. Ki Omar? What's the first words? Yeah, I believe what you said, everybody else. You told everybody else that you're a sister. That's what I'm going by. I'm not believing what you say. Okay? Read Merkin.
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking about places.
He can't buy it.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We're up to Paro.
You know how he's all started?
Call Malcolm to Paro?
No.
Two pages later. Al-Kane.
The reason why you're having this problem is because he came late. Al-Kane. No.
Al-Kane, Nigo Hashem al-Dvar Sarai.
But that, what does that mean? Okay, that's why it says that he gave her he gave the goyim al dvar sarai. Look at the clear clearance. Bishvil
divayro shel sarai.
Dibura shel sarai.
Dibura shel
sarai. Umahaya dibura es
Avram.
What does that mean?
And what was the dibura?
Yeah.
Eshes Avram, that she was the wife of.
So what were her words?
She told them, I guess.
She told
them
what?
That she's the wife of.
Oh, look at the words. Vaynag Hashem es par in the goyim dem ves beisai al dvar Sarai, because of the words of Sarai, which were Eis Avram. The words were that she said, I am Eis Avram. It's not the Torah talking in third person. The Torah is not giving a narrative, Sarai was the Eis Avram. The Torah is quoting what Sarai said. Al dvar Sarai, he was punished because of the words of Sarai, who said she was Eis Avram. You got that? Okay. Now, so why was he punished? I listened to the first words. Why is that tied on him? Teretz is. If Sarah tells you something, you should at least, you know, try to investigate before you do something. Teretz says you didn't want to investigate, right? Don't hide behind. Oh, I'm listening to the first person. No. If Sarah herself said, I'm his wife, why don't she tell you that, right? You better check that out before you do anything. Terrence says you didn't want to check it out because you don't want to find out the truth. All right? That's what it means. But Paro plays the innocent dupe. You told me he was my sister and I believed you, not her.
Even if it was a sister, it still doesn't mean what you did was.
Right. Yeah. I thought maybe she said that to, you know, prevent Tashmish without issues. I don't know why she said it for. Baloney, you should have investigated more. That's the first shot according to the Kli Yakar. Dover Acher.
Al Dover Sarai Ishus Avram.
In other words, the Negaim came because Ishus Avram. If she would have been a Pnuya, she wouldn't have been married, the Avil would not have been as great. Sign tomorrow, that Chumash goes with you.
Yeah.
And guess what else? It comes with you on time.
Okay.
So Rabbeisai, so the other shot is, the reason why Paro is slammed is because she's Ishus Avram. Alright? That's bad. Because she's Ishus Avram, that's why she gets slammed more than if she'd be a Pnuya. And maybe we'll even see if she'd be somebody else's wife. But certainly because she's a wife, and so the Eish Avram, that's why it came with a kid. Okay. Let's go to the next pasuk. Vayikra Paro la'Avram. So by the way, it's an interesting thing that a person is held responsible for not knowing. You know, it says, you look at Parshas Bullock, where Chamor stops. Right? The Chamor stops. He sees the Malach. Right? And Bilam keeps hitting the donkey. Correct? And the Malach and the donkey has a title. right? I've been entrusted, you know, Chamar all these times. You don't see the Malach, and Bilam's I didn't, right? So you see that you're responsible for not knowing. Not knowing is not an excuse. You got to know. Not knowing is not an excuse. You know, they say ignorance is an excuse in the face of law. I'm not quite sure what that means, but that's not totally true because you need to know certain laws. But having said that, in the Torah, not knowing is not an excuse. Of course, you're a tinnik shenishba, you raise amongst Goyim and all that kind of stuff, or even amongst Yidden, you know. But in general, the fact that if you could have known and you did and you chose not to, chose to keep yourself ignorant, you're responsible for that. Things that a person could know, they need to know. And they have a sponsor not know? It's a very important you say. You can't say, I didn't know. Well, then no. Well, I didn't know because I was too busy watching TV every day, so I never learned what I was supposed to learn. Well, that's not an excuse. I didn't know, yeah, because life is about responsibility and knowing what you need to know. And so you can't say, well, I didn't need to know. I didn't know, rather. That's not an excuse. All right? Vayikra Paroi la Avram. And Paroi called to Avram, and he said, Ma zois osisali. How did you do this to me? Lama lahi gadita liki yistachi. Why did you not tell me that she is your wife? So Paro at this point sees himself as totally blameless. He's not looking for introspection. Well, you still overreacted. You took somebody else's wife. You had no right doing that. Nope. He's totally.
How does that go with the Kliyaka?
What do you mean?
That said that sorry.
No, because but Avram said she's his sister. That's what he said, Cliff. I listened to you. You told me she's your sister. I didn't listen to your wife.
Yeah, but Sar had to tell the Malach to hit him hard, so that means that he was trying to do something. So that means that what does it matter what?
No, he's saying I thought that she was your sister because you told me. That's all.
Does any woman force to marry somebody but use excuses to get out of doing things?
What?
If you're forced to marry somebody, you're going to say things to get out of doing things.
Question, statement, answer. What are you doing?
It's a statement. Of course, Sarah would try to get out of marital.
All right. Okay. And the bottom line is this:
not to blame Paro.
So I'm saying that Paro's argument is an actual argument because
it is,
people
not
actually do that.
It is an argument or not?
It is an argument because people would actually do that.
So you're saying not to blame Paro?
No, I'm saying you can still blame Paro, but I'm saying that the reason why he couldn't use that excuse is because people actually do that.
Do what?
So, that's true, except the fact is that Paro should have investigated.
Yeah.
No, okay. Okay, now... Vayera mazois osisoli, lama legati ki ishtachahi. Lama marte achoisahi. Why do you say that she's my sister? The ekach oisoli li isha. And here he discloses that he planned on taking her as a wife, not stam a maises nus. The ekach oisoli li isha, lashikicha, right? The ato, and now hine ishtacha, here's your wife, kach, take her, lech, and get out of here. Right? Okay. Look at Sephardim says, Yudches, Lama lo higat de li. Now, he already said, Lama lo higat li ki ishtachi, right? I'm sorry, what's he saying? He says, Mazo is a sisali, Lama lo higat de li ki ishtachi. The emphasis on the word li, according to Sephardim. Shagam im ha yisa choyshere samoin. Even if you have a right to be suspicious and not trust the Hamoinam, that's a melech. Actually, Mishpat Yamar Oritz, but a melech. Certainly, me should have told the truth. All right. Now, according to Kliyaka, it's a little interesting that maybe that's what she did. But it's kind of at least again. I'm not saying the Kliyaka has to work with the Sferno, but even then, you could fit it in that Paro's time was on Avram. But you, why did you tell me? Lama. Let's look at the next Kliyaka. Lama amarta achoisihi afilu achashu veisa lebesi. What's the Sephardim adding over here? And why is he adding it? What's the Sephardim adding and why? Who?
Rabbi, add what words? Lama amarta.
Lama amarta achoisihi, positive test. What is Sephardim adding and why?
Even after Paro took her to his house?
Even after I took him to his house, he should have said something, right? I mean, at that point, you should have spoken to him. Now, how does Farno know to say that pshat?
He says to me.
No.
He first says Amarti and then Eka.
No, because it says, in the end of Yitches, he says, Lama Lahegadatali, why did you tell me she's your wife? And the next plus again, Lama Mati Achoisi, why do you insist that she's my sister? Why does he repeat that? He just said it already. He just said at the end of plus Yitches, Lama Lahegadatali, why did you not tell me she's your wife? Good. That's the title. Why does your test start over again? And why do you tell me she's your sister? You just made that point. It's one of the same point. Why didn't you tell me she's his wife? She's your wife. And or why did you tell me she's your sister? Same point. Why is he making it again? Terrence according to Sparno, why is he making it again to according to Sparno?
Even after.
Meaning this pussy test saying, and even after I bought a house, then you should have said something. If you say, okay, the beginning you wanted to get away with it, see if you could, fine. But once I bought a house, and you know that something's cooking over here, I took it to my house, then you should have spoken up at least. So the reason why Sephardim adds that to Nate is because he has to explain why L'chayr or Paro is repeating himself. Tells he's not repeating himself. Now he's saying, and even after I took it to my house, why did you say something? You got it?
So why does that go on the first time he says it?
Everybody see what I'm saying over here, everybody's side? Yeah. The reason why Sephardim adds that piece, because otherwise it seems that Paro is repeating himself. Terence is not repeating himself. Now he's saying, and once I took her to my house, you certainly should have said something. That's what your test is starting with. Okay? Kach v'lech, take her and go, says Rashi. Loika Avimelech, she'amar loy, hinei atzi lefanecho. This is not what we'll see when we study Avimelech. Avimelech has a totally different approach and response. Avimelech says, my whole land is before you. Whatever piece of land you want, it's all yours. Paro says, get the hang out of here now. Right? Not like Avimelech who said, my land is in front of you. Go and don't dally a second. Get out of here. Take her and go. Why? Well, you could say he's simply not gracious. Rashi adds more to that. Uh-huh. And Rashi says, because he knows his customers. He says, my people are shitufei zima. They are totally decadent and moral. And if you leave her here, you're putting her to gonna get her out of here.
It's like,
don't stay in this land. Do not stay in this land. Dangerous. Unlike, by the way, we'll see Avimelech, who felt that his citizens were decent. And that's why we'll see Avimelech's a whole different reaction to the situation.
It's why Saul was in Lebanon. Paro sent him out very quickly.
Correct. That's absolutely correct. Yes.
Another thing is, Paro was like looked as like God to his people, and then if Avram is here, then it kind of undermines his authority. So that would be another reason to make Avram leave quickly. But Avimelech, he's just a king to his people. So it doesn't really undermine his authority.
Why is Paro different?
Because Paro is, the whole point of the Pharaoh is he's like a god. He's like, he was supposed to become a god.
So
it undermines, Avram would undermine him because Avram is spreading the word of Hashem. So it would undermine his authority as king.
I hear you. All right. Again, in Pasuk Yutes, when it says, I took her for a wife, Ramban, the Sephardim, they all say, I intended to make her a queen, not like a Pelegesh. One second. Okay. Can I see this one. We missed that one. Ban. Stop, stop. All right. Did we learn the Ramban that this whole thing was a ma'aseh of Slim Bunim? That no, on this particular episode.
Yeah.
That was one that because
I went
down that the
Nesol went
down.
Oh, I think we did that. I think we saw that. Okay. Good. So let's go weiter. And Paro commanded the people about him, the people, they sent him immediately, and his wife, and everything that he had. Okay?
They sent him out?
They sent him out. Gone. Send him packing.
He gone.
Alright?
Thanks.
Boss.
Shh. Okay.
Man, why does the Indian troop so dumb that our Paro sent out?
It's interesting, by the way. It's when it says Vayishalchu Eisai, so the Ibn Ezra learns Derech Livoy Bekavid, V'chein Va'Avram Hoylech Imam L'Shalchem. Vayishalchu Eisai. What does that mean? They sent them out. I mean, Vayishalchu Eisai. This the Ibn Ezra learns means they accompany him out. Derech covered. They accompanied him out. It was a derech leva. They were malavi him out. Derech covered. All right. Okay. That's one pshat the Ibn Ezra says. Interesting was derech covered. Okay. So again, this episode is a ma'aseh of Slim Bunim quite clearly. The fact that Sarah was abducted tells us that the women would be in danger in Mitzrayim, and that's what the Mitzrayim fully intended when they said, "Let's kill all the male children and let the females live," was to put them in a vulnerable position as well. But the fact that there were Nagayim that were visited on Paray, on Nagayim that the Makis that they have later on, the fact that he sent them out is where he sent them out also, and so this is a classic case of my service in Lebanon. We're going to start Perek Gimel now. It's a whole new parsha. And this is going to be the parsha between about Avram and Lot. And we're going to need to discuss the relation to Avram and Lot. Lot is one of the most enigmatic figures that we're going to try to figure out who he is. You know, Esav is pretty clear who he is, and you know who Avram is. And you can figure out most people who they are. Lot is a guy that if you ask him what he wants to be when he grows up, he can either tell you one day, "I want to be Rosh Hashiva." One day he'll say, "I want to be a disco dancer." He mamish his drive for who he was. He was totally confused in who he was. Alright? And we'll see that's why he acts the way he does. Sometimes great Meister Tzidkus, and sometimes the most horrific reactions by Lot. And we'll see because he's a totally undefined person. We'll see where that comes from. We'll pick it up tomorrow. That's a shit. Hey.
I have to shave that off.
I think maybe you're right. Maybe it was the character. Maybe when I saw the Rambam, it blew me away because that's so unlike him. Maybe you're right. You're absolutely right. Shkoyach. Maybe you're right. I'll correct it tomorrow. You're absolutely right. L'chayra. I don't see where I got that from, but I think...
That's it.
Hmm? No, something's the way. Okay, so you need both pieces to do it?
What?
If you want to put on this phone, that... Huh?
Nah.
What?
I just need it.
Alright.
How
are you doing, Sean? Oh! I expect you. Don't.
Okay.
What brings you here, sir?
I was in the neighborhood, so I was...
Nice!
Yeah.
Great. What's going on?
Good, Baruch Hashem. I never seen the yeshiva.
Ah, you the first time here?
I've never seen you do anything other than Kiruv. Ah. Very people.
What?
I've never seen you besides a